16. Valentine's Day. February 14th is a complicated but interesting holiday. First of all, Valentine's Day is not a holiday from work. No one gets a day off. On Valentine's Day, people usually send romantic cards to someone they love or want to be loved by. The cards are called Valentines. They are very colorful, often decorated with hearts, flowers, or birds, and have humorous or sentimental verses printed inside. The basic message of the verse is always, "Be my Valentine," "Be my sweetheart," or "Lover." One of the symbols of St. Valentine's Day is the Roman god of love, called Cupid. Cupid is often printed on the card. He is a winged infant without wearing anything, poised to shoot his arrow into your heart. He would shoot an arrow of love into a person's heart to make the person fall in love immediately, maybe with the first person to come along. Sometimes one arrow would go through two hearts, holding them together. So on February 14th, not only do we have pictures of the Christian Saint Valentine, but we also have pictures of the non-Christian Cupid, the Roman god of love. But it is from the Christians that we get the stories about Valentine's Day that most people have come to believe. One story is about a Christian man whose name sounded something like Valentine. He lived around 250 AD. At that time, the Roman Emperor Claudius refused to allow any Roman soldiers to get married for any reason whatsoever. Christian couples came to Valentine to be married, so Valentine would marry them in a Christian way. He was discovered and put in prison by the emperor. One tradition says that he wrote notes to his friends by marking on leaves and then throwing them out the window of his prison. And the leaves were shaped like a heart.